Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we finished with verses 11 through 13. And I was starting the invitation. Please listen closely today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Eve was deceived, but now, with Adam, all their seed inherits the sin nature and a need to be saved. Don't allow Satan to make you his tool, thereby making a fool out of you. Go back and make things right with God and testify to others with whom perhaps you've sinned. Maybe it's drinking. Maybe it was an adulterous relationship or something else. Go back and let them know. We did that, and I hate it. I regret it. It's the worst memory of my life, but God has saved me, and he can save you too and deliver you and forgive you of that sin, just as he has me. You can tell that person that. Repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And he can give victory. Don't let Satan deceive you into believing that your sin is all right. Don't let Satan deceive you into believing that if you do the best you can, you're going to go to heaven. No, you were born headed to hell. You needed a Savior. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10 shows Satan one day will be cast into the lake of fire. Forever and ever. But at one time, he was second only to God the Father. He was second only to God, the Trinity. He was second only to them. And Satan will be cast into that eternal lake of fire with all the fallen angels, is Matthew 25, 41. Why? Because hell was prepared for the devil and his angel. God didn't prepare it for men, but men go there because they reject Christ, thereby they, since they're born into this world sinners, they're born with Satan as their father. They're born belong to the God of this world. Your thing is to receive Christ. But as many as received him, John 1:12 says, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood. You're not born a Christian. Nobody is. You know, somebody will say in another land, I was born a Muslim, I was born a Hindu, I was born a whatever. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know this. Nobody is born a Christian. Now, that might be your family's church. Your family may go to a good Bible-believing church, but you're not born a saved person. No one is. You're not born, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh. It's not that you're going to work so hard that you're going to earn it. Nor of the will of man. Men can't say, well, you know, you do this, you do that, and you'll be all right. God's going to weigh your good against your bad. No, it's not going to be that. He says, but of God. You see, the way of salvation is of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 20 and verse 21 went everywhere preaching repentance towards God in his deity. All sin is against God. And faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, believing that Jesus Christ, who is Emmanuel, God with us, the one who took on flesh that he might pay our penalty for sin with his own blood. And then 3 days later, physically raised up from the dead. You ever think about that? He's 100% man, but he's 100% God. His manhood, he died. He had to be a man to die on the cross. His deity, he had to be God to raise that body up from the dead. Oh, my friend. And so we read in Luke 13:3 and also in verse 5, Jesus said, "Repent ye therefore." Repent. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing come from the Lord." Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, we're told that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because it's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Satan is a great enemy. And he can tempt you to not get saved. He can put things to lure you. He's the God of this world. And as the God of this world, he is ever going to be trying to blind your mind so that you will not accept the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, as 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 told. Repent is to realize that I'm changing my mind, but I'm turning. I'm turning from what I thought. I'm turning from what I am. It's just kind of like marriage. You might have had three or four boyfriends or three or four girlfriends or whatever it is. Now, you're turning to that one person. And just as a bride turns to that one man, as the bride of Christ, we turn to Jesus Christ. He's going to be head. We're submitted. He's the Lord, not us. So we give our heart and life to him. In a marriage, a man gives his promise first and his vows first, and then the lady says her. If the man gives his vows but the lady doesn't, then they're not married. God has already given his vow. If you'll come to him, he'll in no wise cast you out. He says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that hears say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life free." Oh, my friend, Jesus will save you. What must you do? You must, first of all, admit you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. That includes all men born into this world. For the wages of sin, it doesn't say for the wages of a lot of sin, great big sin, some kind of sin. No, for the wages of sin is death. Final. Complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, how do we come about that? Well, first of all, Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Why do we need somebody to die for us? Romans 5:12 that follows that. "Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." We inherited that sin nature from Adam. So Romans 10:9 says that, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus," Lord, his deity, Jesus, his humanity, "that he died on the cross for your sins, he was God come in the flesh, his humanity died, his deity rose in my bodily from the grave. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Now, when you believe with your heart, that means you're trusting with your life. Doctor says this surgery is the only thing that'll correct it. He's going to put you under. There's a chance that you'll never come out. But you trust him with your life, and you come out on the other side. You get on the airplane, that pilot guarantees you he'll get you to the place you're going. You're trusting him with your life. And, you know, we could talk about the various ways we trust people with their lives. You can trust Jesus Christ with your life. You can trust him. "That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, not your righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that's you. That's me. There's one day I could say, I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus shed his blood on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. And I want to receive him into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. The day I did, he saved my soul. Have I been perfect since then? No. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You'll still sin after you get saved. But those who try to live holily and righteously in God's sight, according to the Word of God, they're the ones that will hear well done instead of saved so as by fire. They're the ones that will have confidence instead of being ashamed at his appearing. But right now, the first most important thing is that you're sure you're saved. Do you know if you died today that heaven's your home? If not, you're not sure of that. Would you right now just ask the Lord to save you? I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you do mean this, then please pray this prayer. As I pray it aloud, I'll pray it slowly. The prayer I pray, though, would only be words if you don't mean it. So again, mean this with your heart, your life, and he'll save you because that's his promise. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sins and died for me. I believe 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now, this moment, receive Jesus Christ into my heart, in my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Cleanse me from all my sin, forgiving me and cleansing me, and help me to live for you. In Jesus Christ's precious and holy name. Amen. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer with me, please write us, let us know. The Bible says that whosoever believeth would not be ashamed. If you're not ashamed, then let others know. Let your family know. Write us at the address announced we'll give you here in a few moments, or go to our website and email us through the website and let us know that you asked the Lord to save you. Go to church. Go to a Bible preaching church. Let the pastor know the decision that you've made. And then get in the Word of God. Obey it. Read it daily. Ask God to help you understand. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please tell your friends about us, because that's how the lamp and light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.